Hello there, folks. It's Cliff and John again here, giving you a quick roundup of the sport at national and local level. John will focus on the local football as usual, as he's the expert on this now. Well, now he has been for many, many years as a season ticket holder at Stoke. But he's not in such a good mood today, but he'll tell you about that.
Yes.
So I just want to kick off with a quick cricket story. The England men's cricket team. Thoroughly thrashed New Zealand in the 2020 competition that's going on at the moment. Phil Salt, the opening batter, was happy to play second fiddle to Harry Brook in their win over New Zealand in the second T20 match, even if that meant reducing his chances of a significant milestone. But Salt's third 50-plus score in his last six T20 innings, having made 141 not out against South Africa in England's record 304-2 at Old Trafford and 89 against Ireland. But after Brook departed in this match, Salt was within three blows of another 100, but perished two balls after the England captain and was caught on the boundary as he looked for just his second six to go with 11 fours. He says, "I'm enjoying playing. That's the big thing for me at the moment. I've just got to keep enjoying it because that's when I get the best out of myself, and I'm not going to try to force it. As long as I keep putting myself in these positions, that will come as and when. I'm not going to chase it too hard because I might chase it away." Okay, John.
Thanks, Cliff. Hello, folks. It's John here with your local sports roundup, and I hope I find you all well and safe. Right, we start with Stoke City, who were at home to Wrexham, winning 1-0, with S. Thomas scoring in the 36th minute. And with this goal, some say it glanced off a defender, some say it didn't. Which is doesn't matter at the moment, 3 points is 3 points. This was a strange game, with Stoke pushing and Wrexham catching us on the break. Stoke could have lost this game if Wrexham had put away their chances, and some good chances Wrexham did have, and we were very, very lucky in some occasions. Stoke faced two hard games away to Millwall last night, and this was another very, very hard defeat last night. We were losing 2-0. In 22 minutes, and that was the final score. And we never seem to get anything when we go down London Way. Stoke's next game is away to Portsmouth, and this leaves Stoke now from third. They've dropped to sixth in the table.
Right, thanks, John. Yeah, as you say, commiserations, mate, for last night. I saw it and heard it on Sky television, and it was sad because, as you say, within 20 minutes it was more or less game over, wasn't it?
It was.
Let's hope for better things on the weekend. So just a quickie on Formula One motor racing. The McLaren chief calls for calm as the title race hots up. McLaren team principal Andrea Stelle had urged Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri to remain calm as Max Verstappen closes in on the pair in the World Championship fight. Been quite boring up to now, but they're now Verstappen is coming back with lots of wins and is catching them up. He slashed Piastri's advantage to 40 points, and the McLaren pair also collided with each other in Saturday's sprint. "First of all, I need to keep myself calm," Stella said. "What we are facing, which is a very tight competition to win races, a tight competition in the quest for the Drivers' Championship, it's what Formula One is all about. If anything, it was anomalous that we were doing easily. That's not what Formula One's about. We don't want to lose the joy of doing what we do." Over to you, John.
Thanks, Cliff. I thought that was quite funny, actually, when the two leaders took themselves out of it.
Yeah. The last thing you would expect.
Yes,
indeed.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. We now come to Port Vale, who were away to AFC Wimbledon, drawing 1-1. Their next game was away to Wigan, losing 1-0, with Wigan having a player sent off for an early bath in the 44th minute. This leaves Port Vale 18th in the league with 13 points, which hopefully if they keep playing as they are, they'll keep away from that bottom section.
Yeah, let's hope so, Johnny. We want all our local teams to do well if we can. And it's a quick tennis story now. The British hopes in Tokyo end with Bolter's exit. Katie Bolter suffered a straight sets defeat to Germany's Eva Lies in the first round of the Pan-Pacific Open in Tokyo. So many competitions, isn't there now? All these sports are getting so many different layers of it. It's no wonder that they get a bit worn out sometimes. But the British number three, Katie Bolter, struggled to keep up with the world number 44 as Lies wrapped up a 6-2, 6-1 victory in just 74 minutes. After grinding her way through the qualifying, Bolter turned out to be the only British player in the main draw, as Emma Raducanu withdrew again following struggles with illness. She's had so many matches this summer when she's played and then had to stop and withdraw from the match itself due to blood pressure and all sorts of problems. So we hope we wish her well anyway. But meanwhile, Italy's hopes of winning a third straight Davis Cup title next month have been dealt a blow with Jannik Sinner's decision to skip the event. Sinner, who has led his country to back-to-back titles, but will not take part in Bologna. Cheers, Tom.
Right, now we've got Stoke and Vale out of the way. We come to Crewe, who were at home to Bromley, losing 1-0. Crewe's next game was in the Football League Trophy, beating Liverpool 2-0. That was unexpected. They were then away to MK Dons, losing 3-1. This leaves Crewe 11th in the table with 19 points. And before we go, it's always the same, you know, Cliff, when we have an international break and we've got another one coming, that clubs cannot get into the stride. They lose the momentum for 2 weeks. And then the fans expect them to come back on that same level, and it's not working.
No, I agree entirely, mate. And sometimes these international breaks are basically for friendly matches anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it disrupts everybody's pattern, as well as the clubs and the players and the trainers. But the supporters, it's not fair on them.
No.
Because they're having to fit more matches in at night rather than enjoying the Saturday afternoon tradition.
And the other fact is that it's nice for them to go and play for their own country, but when they get injured, who has to fork the bill?
Yeah, it's the clubs.
When they come back.
Yeah, it's the clubs and their supporters who pay, isn't it? Yeah. Thanks, John. Yeah, just a quickie on rugby union now for Ireland. The Irish are struggling to get their team sorted out for the next contest against the All Blacks. Their Australian-born winger Mac Hansen has been ruled out of next week's test against New Zealand, while fellow British and Irish Lions Bundy Aki and Robbie Henshaw are both doubts for the clash. It's actually being played in Chicago. So here's another thing, they keep sending these matches to strange places that the real fans find it difficult to go there. But apparently Hansen aggravated a foot injury and will not travel with the squad as they prepare for the 1st of November game at Soldier Field. And the pair will remain in the squad for the home test matches coming up against Japan, Australia and South Africa next month. So should be some good rugby union for any fans out there with the Irish team again taking on the best in the world. Okay, John.
All right, Cliff. And just before I go, I have to let you know that Sheffield Wednesday, if there's any Sheffield fans out there, have filed for a wind-up of the club because they owe so much money, plus the players have not been paid again. And I believe from reliable sources that they owe over £1 million to the HMRC. It's a sad day when you see clubs go to the wall like this, but you can only blame these multimillionaires who buy these clubs, and it's there. Well, folks, that's all from me. Sorry it's a bit short, but stay safe and warm till next time.
Thanks, John, and I'll just wind it up if I can with an unusual story from football, but again, you're right, John, it's the businesses. People are investing in football and sports for profit and not for the sport themselves, aren't they, sadly? So gone are the days when it used to be local supporters who took control. However, just a quick story from the I newspaper yesterday. An emotional Jose Mourinho paid tribute to his mentor, Sir Bobby Robson, as he predicted Newcastle United are on course for great things under their manager, Eddie Howe. Ahead of last night's Champions League match, the Benfica coach was on bravado form as he spoke of his deep affection for Newcastle, the city, the beautiful St James's Park, and Sir Bobby, who gave him his first start at Barcelona nearly 30 years ago. I never realised that. He revealed that he spoke a few words with Sir Bobby as he passed a bust of the former Newcastle manager in the reception at St James's Park. "It's a great emotion," he said. And Mourinho also said that he had been mightily impressed by Newcastle's development under the ownership of the Saudi Public Investment Fund, another sports washing organisation from the East. "But Sir Bobby is a legend here," he said, "and in England, if you're a legend, there are many reasons to be a legend. But he loved this club, he gave everything to this club, and he said of course he would be so happy that with victory in the Carabao Cup, I was so happy with that victory." And unfortunately for Mourinho, Newcastle beat them last night, and the English clubs are doing reasonably well, very well in the Champions League. I think there's three more matches tonight, but Arsenal and Chelsea, I think, won last night as well as Newcastle. So that's it from us today, folks. Again, I echo John's words. Apologies, it's a bit short, but we need to get these things. The timing is sometimes difficult for us, but we do our best to bring you some news stories. And again, as we always say, stay safe and well. But again, if there's any sports that you particularly follow or you would like us to talk about on your report here on Update, then please get in touch. Meanwhile, stay safe and well, and we look forward to talking to you in the next time.